9:27, 4CC. Let's catch up with the mayor of Banana Shire, Neferia. Hello, mate. Gee, I tell you what, busy in your region.
Things are really cracking along, Hemo. We finished our show circuit on Saturday. Wawan had their show. It was a pretty good event too. A heap of people turn up, you know, a heap of horses and cattle. They all turn up at night time for the fireworks.
Good old-fashioned show, mate. Namara Coal and Country Festival went well too, eh?
Yeah, that was huge. Hemo, like Friday night, they had the radio and everything there. A lot of the young ones coming, and St. Brendan's bring busloads of those young fellas, think they're all going to be, you know, rodeo stars. Any young girls, gee, there's a few young girls get on, 9, 10-year-old, you know, 14-year-old girls. Boy, gee.
Very competitive, mate. They show some of the boys up sometimes too, don't they?
Oh, tough little buggers, him. I see one get a hell of a bust, you know, but would have winned it for sure, but she was on her feet. And...
Oh, you had a wonderful performer, Amy Shark, who performed there.
Yeah, there was over 400 at the Civic Centre, and council put a fair bit of money into the lighting and the PA system and everything in there. They reckon it was really, the sound was terrific. And so hopefully that'll bring some other big names as well, Hemo. You know they can get a crowd in Billa if they come, because a lot of people come in from, it's not just Billa Wheeler, they can come in from other towns, of course, Mayor, and, you know, all the little towns, Jim and Division all around the place.
I see that there's going to be a film crew coming to the Banana Shire.
Yeah, we've got two coming. We've got one, The Cracker. They've already made movies at Cracker. Mm. And, like, it's a bit of a ghost town, how they portray it, because there's a few old buildings and that. But they're really keen to keep it going. There's another film crew turning up there. And there's going to be one doing documentaries in Theodore as well. All that end of the shore is really coming into the movie world, mate.
Yeah. Well, Western Queensland, mate, is becoming so popular now.
Yeah, Winton's going really well. They've been doing it for a few years.
Yeah.
I was out there once for one of it going on. Boy, gee, they still got the old open air theatre out there.
They have, yeah, definitely have. Yeah, and that's right beside Cobb and Co Lane at the Picture Theatre there.
So that goes really well out there.
Yeah, well, I go out and host and MC the Outback Festival every 2 years, and I'm actually the race caller for the Dunny Derby. Which is odd.
You never know what could eventuate out of that.
I just love going out there.
Yeah, no, it's a good area, isn't it?
Yeah.
Put up with the flies, mate, you're right.
Ah, well, we call that, what, the Outback Wave? You know, get rid of the fly.
Yeah, I'll walk around with a branch off a tree.
Yeah, well, that works too, mate. Mate, entries are now open for the Big Arts Festival.
Yeah, regular arts. It's a real good thing we have here every 12 months. So, you know, all the artists. Now, we get a fair few from Gladstone Way too. They're pretty handy and doing a lot of stuff. And they generally come and send a few works over. So it's really good. Yeah, every year it's a big event.
Yeah. Saturday, mate, all things going well with the weather. Hopefully it won't be too wet for the markets at the Bowls Club at Bellow.
Yeah, I think it is going to rain. But it could be all, you know, just tomorrow. It might clear up Saturday. But it's certainly going to be raining around tomorrow. But, yeah, we've got the markets there. And on Saturday, we got the Wawan Flower Show and the Fate.
Oh, okay.
So that's a big event at Wawan, at RSL Hall there, Hemo. So.
Yeah. And, mate, 10th of September, gee, it's got to be big too, because you've got the Tangool Cup coming up with the races, and the Baralabar Bash is also on the same day.
I think Tangool Cup's a real big day. You know, they run buses and everything. It's really well put together, so you can go out there and have a bit of fun and you don't have to get in the car and go home, you know, you'll get looked after there. And the Baralabar Bash has come around. They generally have the fishing comp on that same weekend, but they're not having the fishing comp this year, so they got together and they're putting on this Baralabar Bash, and by gee, they've got some big names coming in, mate.
Haven't they? James Johnston, Innocent Eve, I know that they're two sisters, and they're wonderful performers, and a mate of mine, Brad Butcher, is going to be performing.
Yeah, and there's a local girl too, Trail. She's getting pretty well. She's a Baralabar girl. So.
Ah.
Innocent Eve, they're Wawan girls, of course. Going to be really huge. They've done a really good job doing this one. So, yeah, and you can camp at the showground's only $25 or something, you know, and they're going to have, you know, barbecue lunch at the old historical village and everything from 11 a.m. on the Saturday. So if you got there beforehand, have a good feed and look around the old historical village and be prepared for the night. It should be real good weather then.
Hey, look, thanks for catching up with us again. I'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks. If anybody wants to find out more info, jump onto the Banana Shire Facebook page, but you can also go to banana.qld.gov.au and all the events are up there too. Thanks, Nev. Catch up in 2 weeks.
Right. Thanks a lot, mate.
Banana Shire Mayor Neff Ferrier joining us there on 4CC.